okay, today is Daf Lamed Tet. But we're on Lamed Chesed with Beis, but two Daf. I know we're a little behind, but... Yeah, Lamed Tet Lamed Beis is very, very short. And also, it's really one flow. There's no way to break this up. Here we go. Amar Rav Yochanan. So I said yesterday, this is what the Daf is going to be about today. According to Beis Hillel, outer chatos requires four applications. We call them matanos, four sprinkling on the corners of the mizbech. The only one's makim. The other three are not makim. So what's the status of those other three? Right? What do they have to be done? Do they not have to? So Amar Rav Yochanan, shalosh matanos shebachatos, the three other matanos of a chatos, einon boz balayla, they cannot be brought at night. Right, even though the finishing up of certain karbanos were able to be done at night, the burning of that, things could be done, but this can't be done at night. Why? Because at the end of the day, it's still part of the chatos. And no karbanos, there's a mishnah in, I think it's Megillah, no hazos after shkia. Think. So it's somewhere that says that. Ubo's lachar mita. However, it can be brought after the owner dies. So for example, if say one application was done, and then the owner died. So we have a rule that when a chatos, when the owner dies, the animal has to die also. But here, we already brought one application. What's the story with the other three? Can't be brought.
What?
Right, but the point is that the chatos, let's say the animal was shechted, and then the owner died. The animal's already dead. You don't do any zrika. Stop, that's it, throw it out. However, here, we already did one. So really, he got his kapar already. Now he died. Okay, he died, it's time to go. But the point is, the other three can still be done. And, the hamayla mehen b'chutz chayiv. If you take them outside, the azar or whatever, right, you're chayiv. Why? Because they're right to be written on the mizbeach. Amar of Papa, Rav Papa says like this, yesh mehen, there are some of them, kitchilaso, that have the din of the first sprinkling. The yesh mehen kisofo. And there are, some of them have the din like it's the last three sprinklings, meaning we've just seen that there are three, according to Rabbi Yochanan, there are three differences between the first and the last three. Well, one, they're not really differences, only the middle one's a difference. The one about sprinkling after mis is a difference. You're not allowed to take the blood out at any time. You're not allowed to do it at night any time. It's not really a difference. It's just a halacha that I wouldn't have known. Says Rav Papa, many more things. Amar Rav Papa, yesh mehen kitzilaso. Some of the things have the din of the first sprinkling. But yesh mehen kisofo. Some have the din of the second sprinkling. Chutz, the issue of taking it out outside. Laila, the issue of Laila. Zaros, the issue of a non-Kohen, klisharet, that it has to be in a klisharet, Karen on the corner, etz by a finger, kibbutz, getting your clothes dirty and requiring them to be washed, bishirayim, and the what you do with the leftover dam, all that is tchilachon. All that has the din of the first sprinkling. Misa, however, death, lo sharia, right? The fact that it doesn't matter eating, and lo mafagla, there's no pickle. There's no pickle. Why is there no pickle? Because it's not necessary. So if it's not necessary, there's no pickle. That we know already. Right? Below ayla ligavoy, and the fat, and if you take it inside the heichal, I don't know why you would do that, but if you did that, it will not passel. Kisofon, just like the last three sprinklings. Okay. Now we're going to spend the whole day on one of these points of Rav Papa. Amar Rav Papa, says Rav Papa, mina aminala. How do I know I'm right? Rashi says mina aminala, the tuuna kibul. Two words that it requires laundry. What does that mean? That means, again, Rav Papa said that if the dam of a chatas got sprinkled, got somehow, if the dam of a chatas, the blood, dam is blood, of a chatas, got onto your clothing, somehow got onto the Kohen's clothing, after he did one sprinkle, right, the beged requires laundry. You can't, we alluded to this earlier, when you said to me, even, I don't say it, the guy's busy all day with dam, what, the clothes can't get dirty? So now we're going to talk a lot about it today. If the dam was already sprinkled on the first matana, was already done, and somehow the beged gets dirty, it requires laundry. But if you did all the matanos, right, and then the shirayim that I'm pouring down the yisod, that got sprinkled on me, that got dirty on the kohen, that does not require laundry, you can keep on going. Okay? That's what Rav Papa said. It's the only thing from Rav Papa you need to know today. That's what Rav Papa said. How did he know that? Okay? It's not an objective problem. Exactly. It's not an objective problem. Good point. It's not objective. Not objective. It's when did it happen? Says Rav Papa, how do I know that? It's non. There's a Mishnah later on that Tzadik Gimel that says as follows. Nitaz min hatzavar. If the blood squirts out of the neck, al habeged, onto the Kohen's clothing, eino ta'un kibbut. He doesn't require that clothing to have to be laundered immediately. Why not? Because it never touched the kli sharis. Okay? Because the pasuk says, v'asher yazeh midama al habeged, so it only means, asher yazeh, it has to already have done zrika, to the exclusion of where no zrika was done. However, min hakeren, let's say the blood's, I don't know, it's switched off, it bounced off the keren and went on to you and got you dirty. Al hakeren. I'm sorry, not al hakeren. Min hakeren. From the keren. Min hayisod. Or if it's from the yisod, eino ta'un kibbutz. Again, there's no kibbutz. Why not? Because, we're only talking about dam that is waiting to do something with it. Not if it's already done. Since it's already been applied, it's already been poured, and somehow got you dirty, that does not require kibbutz. So what does require kibbutz? We're not left with anything. What are we left with? Right? Ha, min haroy lekaren. It's in the cup. I already got it in a cup, and I'm waiting to sprinkle it onto the keren, and now somehow it spills out of the bowl, goes onto my clothing. That ta'un kibbutz. That requires laundry. That's the case that requires that the clothing has to be taken off and they have to be laundered. That's the case. It's roi lekaren. Okay? Now, that's mashma, any keren, even the second, the third, or the fourth. And we have a riot to Rav Papa. We have a riot to Rav Papa that any, even the second three, even the second of the last three, which are not ma'ake, if those, if it's roy for that, you're standing there, you're holding the bowl, you already did one, you're still more in the bowl, and somehow, I don't know, your friend comes and pushes you in the trip and the whole thing spills on you, that requires, the carbon's already done, I did one matana, that was Rav Papa's kiddush. The kibbutz is still considered. Even though you're by the last three applications, it's still considered from the first three. It's still considered from the first one, and then we have to be, it's royal carrot. Okay? Got that? Apparently they're supposed to know why there's a blood stain there. So say, oh, don't worry about it. That happened when I shackled the animal, it spritzed out. That's okay. I learned Zvachim Lamaches. I know that. I don't know, there's a suffix, I don't know. Yeah. Now, so what do you see? You see your puppet, right? The Gemara says, no, that's okay. Ultimer, and according to you, what about min ha-yisod? We said that if it's the dam that got you dirty, poured onto the yisod, eino ta'un kibbutz. That doesn't require laundry. Why not? Because you've done already what you have to do. We said only what's min ha-roi l'keret. But min ha'isod, that's okay. What about ha min ha'royal yisod? What about if it's roy for the yitzot? Right? And by the way, if something's roy for the yitzot, what does that mean? It means you've done all the blood applications already. Because you're done with that, I still have left over, now what do I do with that? That I pour down over him by the yitzot. So it's impossible to say, well, min after the Karen, it doesn't require laundry. But min ha-royally yitzot does require the same thing, same dam. Once the dam has been sprinkled on the Karen, what do you mean min ha-royally yitzot? You hear the question? So it says, but that's a diyuk. Let's be medayik in the Mishnah. What? That's nothing. That it's royally Karen still. It's royally Karen. Where it's sprinkled, where it's spilled on you, I don't care where it's spilled on you. Yes, but you've done four Karens. But let's say you have done it yet. You've done four Karens. Now he's standing there and somehow it spills on you. So what does the Mishnah say? What does the Gemara say? Min ha-yisod, if it's min ha-yisod, it's roy for the yisod, ain't otan kibbutz. Min ha-yisod, ain't otan kibbutz. The Mishnah said that. The Mishnah on Tzadik Gimel said, min ha-yisod, ain't otan kibbutz. Oh, min ha-royal yisod. But if it's roy for the yisod, ton kibbutz, it should require kibbutz? That's not true. It says, asher yazeh, asher yizek siv. Right? Prat. Lizeh, Shikvar, Husa. Okay? That excludes when it's already been sprinkled. What do you mean it's roy for the yisod? Roy for the yisod means you've already done your sprinklings. If you've already done your sprinklings, this is not considered blood that can make you have to do kibbutz. But the diyuk thinks it says otherwise. Hamani, who is the author of this Mishnah that implies, doesn't say it straight out, that implies that the dam that's roy l'shirayim can make you require laundry, it's Reb Nechemya. That's the opinion of Reb Nechemya. Okay? Now, if it's Reb Nechemya, and it's not the Rabbana now we found some lone shita, not Yachid Reb Nechemya here, maybe Reb Nechemya is the one who holds that the last three blood applications also require kibbutz. However, according to the Chachamim, the last three applications would not require kibbutz. Therefore, this is not a riot or a papa. The papa is not holding like Reb Nechemya. He's too much of a das yachid to disprove Reb Papa. Ditnan, because we learned in a Mishnah on Daf Kuf Yud, Reb Nechemya Omer, Shiyare Hadam, the leftover dam, Sheikriven Bachut, that's brought outside the chut, Chayiv, you're Chayiv. Well, only Reb Nechemya makes you Chayiv for that. Why? Because you've already done your Avodah. You've already done the four sprinkling. What's the Shirayim? It's leftovers. It's not Ma'akiv. We said it many times. You can't do pickle by Shirayim. Why? It's not Ma'akiv. According to Reb Nechemya, you get curries for that. Obviously, he holds a different thing. So maybe, just like Reb Nechemya holds Shirayim is so different, he'll hold the last three sprinklings are also so different. Not a riot or a papa at all. That's the Gemara? No. Aimer, no, don't get, no, you're getting too, you take the Reb Nechemya too far. The only way we know of Reb Nechemya is by taking the blood outside. He holds, even Dam Shirayim is taken outside, you get sorry for that. So it must be, he holds the same thing by laundry, and he holds the same thing by the other three Shirayim, other three sprinklings. That's the Gemara, don't, you're getting, take Reb Nechemya way too far. Amar the Shemaya Slater of Nechemya. When did Reb Nechemya say his din? When did he say his din? That's in your halach. That's regarding taking it out. Yeah, he has a big chumrah. And even though you've done the avodah, you take the dam out, you have courage for that. Why? Midi dahave ayvar mupdar. It's no different than ayvar mupdar. That's the limbs that are burnt. Those can't be taken out, even though also those limbs don't require any kapara. Lini tibus mishmatli? Regarding laundry, you haven't held such a thing? Never held such a thing. Such a far-fetched sheet that by laundry. That went, Reb Nechemya never said that. Reb Nechemya said it by taking it outside. By laundry, he never said it. He created this sheet of Reb Nechemya just to disprove Rav Papa, that's a little bit far-fetched. Doesn't he want to know? In! We're right! We're right. Why are we right? The Hatanya. We have a Braita that supports Rav, that says the exact same thing. Where Rashi says, Bini Chusa. I have a Braita that supports Rav Nechemia. This is not a Kasha. It's a proof. Well, what does the Braita say? It says, Damim Hatu'unin Yisod. Blood that must be poured onto the Yisod. What's that? That's called Shrayim. The leftover Dam is poured onto the Yisod. Tu'unin Kibbutz. That requires Kibbutz. Nobody said this yet. And also, Umachshava, Moelas Bahen. And Machshava will help. Look at Rashi, second line. Im, Chishev, Bishvichasan. If you, while you're pouring, you're dreaming, Al Manas Lechel Basa Lamachar. I can't wait to eat this Basa tomorrow. Right? Ulakaban, Ruminanala. We're going to ask a question on that in a minute. How could that be possible? Well, it is possible. It was what the Tana said. That what? Even by the Shrider, you can get pigle. And if you take out the dam over here, chayiv. Vavachot, outside the Azara, chayiv. You're chayiv. Okay? Now, the damim hanishpachin la'ama. Let's say somehow the carbon got ruined. Katame. So what did they do then? They would take the dam and pour it down the ama. That was a canal. That it would take out all puzzle stuff, and it would go out to the Kidron Valley, right? And then, right? So that, the Damim Shenishpachin La'ama, is that ain't to an Akiva. That would not require Akiva. While I'm pouring that, it gets filled on me. And also, the Ein Machsheva Moelos Behen. There can't be, there's no pickle by that. That's not even a carbon. If you have big, I can't wait, I'm going to go to the Kidron Valley, collect this dam, and then sell it. It's not Shaya, but whatever. Or not even that. While you're pouring out this blood, having my shavas about eating the buffalo, right? That's not pigle. That's not pigle. It's not a carbon. Ba'mala mehen b'chutz putter. If for whatever reason you don't pour this blood down the ama, but you take it, you take it out somewhere, you're putter for that. Why? Again, because it's not a carbon. Okay. Now. Man, the Shema slave, the Amar, Hamala Mehen Bachot, Chayiv. Well, who is the author of this Braita that says, if you take out Shirayim Dam, you're Chayiv? That we know. We have a Mishnah on Tana Gimel that, on Kuf Yud that said that. That's Reb Nechemia. That's Reb Nechemia. So obviously, Reb Nechemia is the author of this entire Braita, the Ka'amar, and it said, Ton Kibbutz, that Shirayim requires Kibbutz. So don't tell me that Reb Nechemia only said his din by taking it outside. Yeah, that's what the Mishnah said. But there's a braisa that says more things that he said, including it requires laundry. So when Rav Papa said that the dam, when Rav Papa quoted a Mishnah to say that the dam, that the last three sprinklings require kibbutz, that's only the Chemi Shita. It's only the Chemi Shita. Okay? So far, so good? Anyone following? Yeah? Okay, good. Now, what are we up to now? Now the Gemara says, wait a minute. Umachshava Moelas Behen? Is that possible that you can have a bad machshava during the pouring of the Shirayim? But none. We have a permission in Daf Yud Gimel. We learned it already. That says, Yatsu Shirayim. Shirayim doesn't count. You can't have pickled by Shirayim, or Ba'ataris Emurin, you can't have pickled by the burning of the fat, She'ein Ma'akvin, that's a kapara. That's a ma'akiv. Ma'akiv is a kapara. How can they pickle by that? She'ein Ma'akshava, my elephant. There's no Ma'akshava. So the Gemara says, because of this kind, it's a very strong kasha. Right? Therefore, Ki Tanya Hahi, when the Braisa said, listen to this, when the Braisa said, that pouring the blood down the Yisod can give you pigle, it doesn't mean Shirayim. You know what it means? It means the Bishalosh Matanos Shevachatos. It means the three sprinklings of the Chatos. Look at Rashi. Therefore, when the Braisa said that the pouring of the Shirayim can give you pigle, When the Brisa said that, that did not mean the Shirayim. It can't mean the Shirayim. There's no pigle by Shirayim. Nobody holds that. When is there what did the Brisa mean? It meant the last three matana. Why is it called Shirayim? Because it's not Ma'akev. Now, 1 minute. Sama Akev, didn't we have a Mishnah that says there is no pigle by the last three matanos? For the very reason, because it's not Ma'akev? We did say that. Look at Rashi. Look at Rashi of Shosh Matanos. What? First narrow line, right. This is complicated now. The kudachala milsahi, the maskana kushihi, v'lav shinuya. Says Rashi, we've now turned we started off the first word of this page, is Vatanya Dinichusa. Now it's a kasha. How can it be Dinichusa? Now it's a kasha, right? V'lav nishinuya. It's not an answer. Kilomar, lo tishma mine the shirayim ton kibbut. Don't tell me that shirayim requires laundry. But fill in the chemia. Even in the chemia doesn't hold that. Why? The hach brisa b'shalosh matanos shebachatos. The brisa is not talking about shirayim anymore. We changed it. Why? That because you can't be had pigle by shirayim. It's impossible. The mission of Gimel says that. No one argues on that. So what are we talking about? We're talking about the last three matanos. Now, if the last three matanos require can get you pigle, that's a kasha on the Mishnah before that said that can't happen. Rabbi Yochanan said, Rabbi Papa said, there are a few things that can't happen. One of them was no pigle. Now we see there is pigle. So by the way, if that's true, this Bryce says nothing about Dam Shirayim and laundry. It says nothing about that. Ihachi, however, different problem. Ihachi, if so, Tu'unin Yisod. Tu'unin Yisod? What do you mean, Yisod? This Bryce talks about the Yisod. But if it's talking about the last three applications, there's no Yisod. Look, Karen Osley. We're talking about the Karen. The Gemara says, you're right, Ema. Right. Changes to say, Nit'onin Yisod. Yes. By putting it on, yes. What we mean to say is that if you do these three applications, whatever's left can go to the Yisod. Right? That's what it means to say. You hear that? Okay? Now, wait a minute. Umachshava Moelis Behen? You can have pickle over here. You can't have pickle over here. For Martha, but we just said lo sharia, the blood, the last three applications can't matter anything to eat. Lo mafagla, there's no pickle. Lo ayala legavoy, and you can't bring them into the heichal. Or if you do bring them into the heichal, it doesn't ruin. It's so fun. There's no pickle by the last three matanos. Why not? Because it's not ma'aki. I can answer it. So the Gemara says, Eli, you're right. Kitan yahi. No, you know what we're talking about. You know what this whole case is about? It's about damim hapnimim, an inner chatos. In inner chatos, all four applications are ma'akim. Okay? All four applications are ma'akim. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Anybody following this Gemara? What? We'll start off 1 minute recap. The Papa said, Rav Papa said that the dam of Shirayim, no, the dam of the last three matanos, the dam of the last three matanos, if you get that spilled, Rav Papa said like this, a chatas requires four sprinklings, right? An outer chatas requires four sprinklings, but only one is ma'ake. The other three are not so necessary. Okay? However, Rav Papa said, even though they're not so necessary, there are still certain halachas that apply by them. For example, can Yisrael do those last three applications? After all, they're not so necessary. They say, of course not. Of course not. There's a halacha, that if you get your clothing dirty from certain situations, if you get your clothing dirty from the last three matanos, there's a halacha, you have to wash your clothing immediately. Okay? If let's say that you shek the animal and the blood squirts out and gets you dirty, you do not have to wash your clothes. Why? Because you haven't done any sprinklings yet. only that did only kicked in after you've done some sprinkling. So what if you've done one sprinkling and now you got dirty? Do you have to wash your clothes? Absolutely, says the Chacham. Why? Because it's not ma'akeh, but it's still necessary. Right? So far, so good? Now, Rav Papa said, how do I know that? How do I know that? Because he quoted the Mishnah, and we were medayik from the Mishnah, that if it's roi for the Karen, it gets you dirty. So said the Gemara, wait a minute. What about if it's roi for the Yisod? According to Rav Nechemia, that would also get you dirty. And I have a brisa that says Rav Nechemia holds that. There was no, you can't hold that because then there wouldn't be piggle. There can't be piggle here. That's what we're up to. Basically, that's what we're up to. I skipped a little bit. That's basically what we're up to. So what's the answer? How is it possible? How is it possible that there could be piggle by these three matanos? Yeah, can Yisrael do these three matanos? Absolutely not. Can there be piggle? Also not. But here, it seems to be that yes, piggle. How could that be? So it's, oh, we're talking about an inner chatos. Inner chatos is totally different. Inner chatos, all four market. Of course it's piggle by all four. Right? Kitan yahi, the dama ha'pnimim. Now, ela b'dama ha'chitzon in mai, what would be the deal by the outer damin? Putter? You putter. Why? Because it cannot be piggle by the last two matanos. Right? Now, that why did the Gemara says this, then what did we say about dama that's poured down by amla? Also no piggle. What? Sure not. So why do you have to bring up a new case of dam that's poured down the amma? Tell me there's no pickle. Adetani damim nishpachim la'amma? What if you bring up a new case, make it more pretty complicated as it is? There's no idea what's flying as it is. Liflug v'listen b'di day. Let's be much more concise. Let's be much more, stay focused. When is it true that you have to have, that there could be pickle? When is that true? B'dam ha'pnimim. In the inner dam, aval b'dam and achiton and putter, you'd be putter. Why do you have to pick up another case of what? Of the amma, making it so complicated, right? So the Gemara answers. What's the answer? Hamani, who is the author of this brisa? Reb Nechemia. It's our good old friend Reb Nechemia. Reb Nechemia is back, right? What did Reb Nechemia say? The Amar, he said, Shiyari hadam. Shiari Hadam, Shekrivon Bachut, right? On an outer carbon, Chayiv. You're Chayiv for that. Right? V'lo masni le tlasa peturi lebahadi tlasa lechiyuvi. What does that mean? It's Rav Nechemia, our good old friend Rav Nechemia, who had a different opinion about Shiari Hadam. Okay? So, the question was, why did we have to bring up the story of dam going down the amma? That's already so complicated. Stay within chatos. If it's inner chatos, the last three applications make pickle. If it's the outer chatos, the last three applications don't make pickle. So this is no. You know why? Because we're talking about the brises from Nechemia, who said that if you pour shiari hadam outside the chatos, outside, that gives you pickle. That cannot piggle. That, it gives you an avira, right? Karet, actually. Lo masni le tlasa peture le bahadi tlasa le chiyuve. So, look at Rashi. One second. We had three peturim about Shiari Hadam. What are the three peturim? The three for term were no pickle, no butter being edible, and if you take it outside, there's nothing wrong with that. The Chemi can't agree to the third. If you hold, if you take it outside, you are, there's nothing wrong with that. You can't agree with that. Therefore, lo masculate flasa peturi, le bahadi flasa lithiuve. He couldn't learn three peturim, so he doesn't agree to three peturim, so therefore, he could only learn two peturim. What are the two peturim? Number one, laundry, and number two, pigle. Therefore, the Mishnah picks another case out of left field called dam being poured down the Amma, even if the Fenni agreed to that, that dam is so far removed, that dam won't make you do laundry. The Nechemi treats it only by Shiari Hadam. Whatever reason, the whole Torah dam is so serious. But look at Rashi. Rav Nechemi, the Amar, Af Shiarim Hachitonim, even Shiarim Hachitonim, Shekrivim Bachot, Chayit. Umishum Hachi, Lo Matsi Lubifog Bididei. Right? Why? Delo Masti Le Tlasa Peturi Bichitonim, Lebahadi Tlasa Chiyubi, the Tana de Pneumit, Bishlam Akibas Umachshava Matsi Lufluge. Those he agrees to. Abel Helos Chut, Lo Matsi Lemiste. He can't agree to it. Why? Because his shita is, you're chayiv for taking it outside. Therefore, we have to come up with another case of what? Shariha, of being poured down the Amma, which he cannot dispute. Okay? I know that was very hard. Now, we started today's daf by saying, that Rav Papa held, right, that the dam of the three secondaries, the three matanos, that if that dam spilled on you, that required you to do laundry. Okay, that required you to do laundry. As Rav Papa said that. Rav Papa said that. So the Gemara said, how do I know? And we pulled teeth out of a Mishnah. Remember? That's why I don't mind that we did today. Because I mentioned we did yesterday. Impossible Gemara. So right? You follow what I'm saying? That's what we said yesterday. That, and we ended up saying that there's no proof at all to Rav Papa. We basically pushed off Rav Papa. We haven't had a proof to him. He's right. Ravina says, let's try to resurrect Rav Papa. Rav Papa said like this. What was the problem? The problem was, if you want to tell me, what was the kasha on Rav Papa? The kasha was, if dam that's rotly to be sprinkled gets you dirty, then dam that's roy to be poured should also get you dirty. Right? The problem is that dam that's roy to be poured can't get you dirty. Why not? Because the stuff has already been done. That was the problem that we had. We didn't answer that. We tried to answer the chemi, we made it so complicated. We can't answer that question. Okay? So now Ravina says, you guys are way too complicated. You guys are way too intense. Very complicated. Let's make it so much more simple, says Ravina. Why? Because when it min hakeren, when the Mishnah says min hakeren, that's mamish
from the keren, mamish.
Min hayisod, when the Mishnah says min hayisod, that what? Min hayisod does not require kibbutz. It didn't mean min hayisod. It meant min haroyal yisod. Is your answer? When it said Karen Manas. But when it said Hayisod, it didn't mean Min Hayisod. What did it mean? Rightly so. Therefore, what? Difference is. Right. So, it also includes the last few Matanos. That's include. Exactly. After you did one Matana, now it's called Min HaRoyal Yisod. Even though it doesn't say that in the Mishnah, it says Min HaYisod, it doesn't say Min HaRoyal Yisod, and since only one is Ma'aki, the last three are already called Min HaRoyal Yisod, and therefore, Rav Papa is right. It's like semantics, exactly. To Amalei Rav Taklifa Bar Gaza L'Ravina, Ema Idi V'Idi Royhu, but they both say Roy. They both say Roy. I'm sorry, maybe they're both Roy. Maybe even, so that even when it says Karen, it also means Royal Karen. Maybe it means that also. So they go, oh, hi, my, that's impossible. Hashta, Royal Karen, Amartalo. If it's Royal Karen, we said, no way they require laundry. Royally is so to be by you. If it's roy for the yisod, you're going to be. It's impossible. Why? If the dam that's roy for the keren it doesn't require laundry, then kolshkein, if it's wife of the yisod, it can't require laundry. Ella, rather, mina karen mamish. Mina yisod, mina royally yisod. And therefore, you know what? The pup is right. If the last three matanos require kibbutz, they're going to come over to it. It's absolutely brutal. Okay? So in the end of the day, according to Ravina, the pup is right. Okay? Good? David, you got that? It's a palanid. It's called the semantics. Mina karen. Mina yisod means mina royally yisod. Right? Why is that? As he asked that question, why is that? Because it can't be the other way. Otherwise we're going to say Republic's wrong. Okay. Now, I know. Exactly. For some reason, the Gemara really wanted to say that Republic was correct. Okay. Next, the Mishnah said like this. Kol hanitonin al mizbeach hapnimi. The Mishnah said the inner chata requires four sprinklers. This is not a hard Gemara now. The inner chatas requires four sprinklers. If you're lacking on all four, any of the four, no good. The carpet's no good. By outer chatas, there's no such rule like that. So, inner chatas is only five of them. Parhol davar shel tzivur. If the Kohen Gadol made a mistake, if the Nasi, I think, if the Klai Yisrael worship the idol, and Yom Kippur things. Barely done. Yom Kippur every year. Otherwise, only when some crazy mistake happens. Okay? Tanarabonin, how do you know? So we looked in the Brisa. It says in the Pasuk of this. Ba'asa, you should do to the par. This is talking about a par held over some people. Ba'asa, kasher asa. Right? Just like whatever you do for the Kohen Gadol, do for the par held over. Ma ba'olam, little vote. What does this come to teach you? Lichpol fahadza asa. You have to do more sprinklings. Limeid, shemchiter achas mikol hamatanos la'asa v'lo klo. If you're missing one, no good. So the Gemara says, ain't li ela matan sheva. I only know that's the seven sprinklings on the parochet. Shem akbos b'chol makom. Because you already have a makar that those seven sprinklings are ma'aki. Matan arba minayin. How do you know that the same din is true by four sprinklings? Hamad Lomar, that's why it says, King Yaselo. Okay? So even here, Lapar, what do we do with the word Lapar? Zeh par Yom HaKippur. This is the par of Yom Kippur. Kasher also Lapar, Zeh par Kohen HaMashiach. Okay, we're including which one, all the inner chatas. Now, when it says the word HaChatas, Elu Se'iri Avodas Kochavim. This is a ear that's brought in the inner altar when there's a mistake done regarding avodah zarah. How about this? Yachal shani marve si'at si'iri haregolim u'si'ir rosh hachadashim. Right? Even though these animals, the musaf of regolim and the musaf of rosh chodesh, are done outside, they should have the same din inside. I would think that. Why not? After all, they're kabanos tibur. Hamad lomar, low. Only low. Says the Gemara, umar roz, l'rabba says elu. Why are you including avodah zarah? Ulahotzi et elu. But you're excluding yantif kabanos. Why? Now, the obvious answer is, because they're also inner. But the Gemara doesn't say that. Achar shriba hakasif umiyat. Well, there's a ribu here and there's a miyat. Marbani et elu. I will include the ear of avodah zarah, shemachaper al averos mitzvah yidua. It comes to machaper and avera that you know about. What avera do you know about? The avera of worshipping idols. Umotzi ani elu, and I will exclude the karbanos brought for yontifs. Shein machaper al averos mitzvah yidua. They're not machaper on any avera that you do. What are they machaper on? Tuma that you don't know about. That's not yidua. You don't know about that. So when I'm comparing apples, I'll compare apples to apples, and I'm not going to compare apples to oranges. V'chiper, and it says the word v'chiper, afal pi shalo samach, even if you don't do smicha, v'nislach, and the word v'nislach means afal pi shalo natan shirayim. Even if the shirayim is not poured, it's still okay. Shirayim is never mocking. Ma ro'es, why do I say lisol v'hazos, that if one hazos is missing, it's no good. Lahakshir smicha b'shirayim, and if smicha is not missing, if smicha is missing, or if shirayim is missing, it's yes okay. Why we make that decision? Why is if I'm missing one of the sprinklings, disaster? If I'm missing shirayim, I'm missing smicha, no biggie. Why? Amart, you know why? I'll tell you why. Posel ba'azot, shemachos b'chol makom. There's no carbon in the world where you're not going to have a hazot. So when I'm being machmir, I'll be machmir on hazot. But machshar ani b'smicha v'shirayim, she'ein machmos b'chol makom. Not every carbon in the world has shirayim. Not every carbon has smicha. Therefore, what do I require? I require four hazot. What don't I require? I don't require shirayim. I don't require smicha. Okay? No, you don't have a b'chol kamanos. And even if you do, it's not makim. So therefore, it's not makim here also. Okay? What? Now, Amar Mar, we just told him that Amar Mar, we just said a minute ago, Ein li ela matan sheva. We said, I only know the seven sprinkling, Shema Akvos b'chol makom. Right? That's always ma'akim. Hecha. Where do we find seven sprinkling? Where's that? Summer of Papa, the Para Aduma, and Ubinigoyim. Okay, very good. We'll stop here, and we'll resume tomorrow. What will we up to? Up to Matan Arba. Okay, very good. Everyone have a great day.